This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
What's goody?
Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. That is my host, Guinness. I am your co-host, comedian Joel Byers, and our mission at Hot Breath is to help cultivate the next generation of great comics, and we are doing that in this Tight 5 series where we're helping you create a tight 5-minute set ready for bookers. So we have a few tips for you here and a bonus one at the end, so be sure to hang out and let's get to it. So last episode, it was all about the overall structure of a tight 5-minute set. Today, we're going to talk about the actual minutiae, the mechanics of a 5-minute set that's tight, and a few tips to actually help you get those laughs per minute up and get that set that's going to get you booked. So, first things first, tip number one in creating a tight 5-minute set is your word choice, my friends. Now, there is some common theme in comedy writing that says the hard consonants are funnier because they have more impact, they have more oomph. Like, instead of saying money, you say bucks is just one example of money is a softer word that hits versus bucks that really hits you in the face, really has that impact, really has that punch that you're looking for when you're creating punch lines. Get it? Get it, Guinness? Okay, we're running out of time. But a word choice exercise that a lot of people don't talk about is actually funny words. And this is something that I learned from watching Seinfeld, and he recently did a writing expose. I don't think that's the word. It was a funny word, but I don't think it was the right word. So your funny words need to be in context. I'll just play the clip.
What makes that joke is you got chimps, dirt, playing, and sticks. In 7 words, 4 of them are funny. Chimps are funny.
But you can see there that this guy's basically a billionaire, and he is still looking at the minutiae and the fine tunings of his joke, that out of those 7 words, 4 or 5 are funny. He cares that much, and your word choice is that important. A lot of your humor is going to come in the economy of the expression. Now, when it comes to the economy of the expression, the next tip is to understand your premise. What is the premise of your joke? What is the message of your joke? What are you trying to say in this joke? Every joke should have a premise. It should have a baseline of what is this joke about? Sum up this joke in a single sentence or phrase. Chris Rock has said that if people don't get your joke, it may be because they don't get your premise. So a way to really start to hone and refine all these wordy jokes that we have a habit of creating is to ask yourself, okay, what am I trying to say here? What is the premise? Now, what is the most efficient and funny way I can express that premise? Oh, that was a good tip. If you found that tip helpful, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so more comics can find these tips. All right, and the final tip here, my friends, is to actually transcribe your set. And we talked about this in the last Type 5 episode, which if you haven't heard it yet, go back, check it out. And you will learn about how to actually structure your 5-minute set. But when it comes to transcribing your set, another helpful hint here is to actually transcribe it and then bold where all your punchlines are. So now you can start to physically see where all your punchlines are. So you can start to either get them closer together, or if there's a big gap between them, how can you find new punchlines in between these two punchlines? And it may come down to your word choice. It may come down to word economy, where you really start to ask yourself, are these words necessary? And a bonus tip we have here is to actually use your instincts, is to actually use your common conversational style to refine your jokes. So after you write your joke, actually say the joke out loud. Practice. Mark Norman told us when we interviewed him on our podcast that he actually walks around his hotel room just talking out his jokes so they become conversational.
From start to finish, I get an idea that pops in my head. I jot down that idea. Then I take it over into I do an hour of writing every day, about maybe an hour and half an hour. I take it into that, and then I just play with it. I just walk around my room and just say it and say this and that, and this guy says it, that guy says it, how I, you know, it's like clay. You're kind of like molding it and squishing it, which sounds incredibly pretentious. But, you know, you're just fucking around with it, and then something funny happens, and then you write that down. And then something else funny happens, you write that down. So eventually you get like four or five funny lines. Then you try it on stage. Four out of the five lines don't work, but one does, and you keep that one. Then you try it again.
So you can do the same to actually start to refine your jokes so they come off a bit more conversational. Once you have your joke written, okay, now say it out loud. And are there little tweaks and little adjustments you can make to make it sound more conversational and natural and make it punch harder? So those are some quick tips for you to create that tight 5 minute set. A few editing tips, if you will. And this whole series we're doing here at Hot Breath is to help you create a tight 5 minute set ready for bookers. So if you want to carry on the conversation, connect with me and other comics about this topic, join our free Facebook group where we are sharing even more content about how you can level up your comedy and help you get booked. I hope to see you there. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel or subscribe to this podcast if you're listening to the podcast version. And we will see you on the other side. Bye. Say bye, Guinness. All right. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.